have the obscene situation where there are three people, you being one of them, who own more wealth than the bottom half of America. Is the system working? In your judgment, is it working? What do you think?
The globalists don't want you just having a job 9 to 5 and, you know, going to the mall and buying tennis shoes or going to play golf or going to church. They think you're worthless in eating their resources, non-renewables.
And for us, what we need to be able to do is to holistically look. It's not about dealing with pandemic preparedness or climate change. It's about how we collectively approach this. This is actually being discussed, you know, as part of the pandemic accord. It's discussed constantly here with WHO and all of our partners of how we work together to address all of these multiple drivers because they are directly related.
They get up there at these big eugenics events.
It's an honor to receive this prestigious award from TAI. I've always believed that innovation is the key to solving the world's toughest challenges, whether it's stopping a pandemic, avoiding a climate disaster.
And then you wonder why he's in control of the whole world's vaccine supply except for China and Russia.
Of all the things that are out there, what could cause an excess in a single year of 10 million deaths?
And while they're doing this, it attacks your fertility.
And wanted to believe for the longest time that it wasn't a depopulation agenda, but ultimately the evidence persuaded me within the Pfizer documents that that's exactly what it is. They knew they were blocking women's ovaries with lipid nanoparticles. They knew the lipid nanoparticles traversed the placenta. They determined that the deaths of fetuses were due to maternal exposure, quote unquote, to the vaccine. They knew that vaccinated women who were nursing their babies were making the babies sick. Their charts, this is why I say Mengele science, they're just charts showing this many thousands of babies are vomiting, this many thousands of babies have edema, which is swollen flesh, this many thousands of babies have convulsions. You know, one baby died of multi-organ system failure.
I've got Bill Gates bemoaning the First Amendment and saying we need to strengthen ways to shut down people. But everything he said about the shot, that it was safe and effective and that it would keep you from getting COVID or spreading it, that's now been admitted to all be a lie. They're the ones with the record of misinformation, disinformation.
If you want to open your history books and look at the biggest purveyor of misinformation in history, do you want to be on the side of the group that attacked him? Or would you rather be him, Galileo? Galileo was absolutely crushed as somebody not just in misinformed, but dangerously misinformed, a threat to the world order. And the Spanish Inquisition had their way with him. It's the same thing about COVID. What's dangerous is when you have a physician or a physician group that becomes evangelical to a cause, not a religious cause, a medical cause. So when the regulators got involved, that's when the excesses come in. Think about now our striving to get to the vaccine. Where are the excesses with masking and lockdowns? Who are the evangelists? Dr. Birx, who runs around the country convincing regulators and governors that they must lock down their states or they're going to kill people if they don't. And that the evangelical physician is where the excesses came from. My question is, you are mandating a black vaccine platform, the mRNA vaccine platform. You're requiring people to get that. Why aren't you as enthusiastic about the whole viral vaccines like Covaxin or Novavax, older platforms that have equal efficacy? Novavax has some of the problems of the mRNA vaccine too, by the way. But why are we even talking about those? Why are there only two brands, literally two brands? All you are mandating all the way down to the age of to early childhood.
So Bill Gates has always been on record, along with his dad, the head of Planned Parenthood. He wants to depopulate you.
If you want to get to zero, you don't get to skip buildings or agriculture or industry or electricity or transport. You don't even get to skip planes or boats. You know, you've got to have it all.
And then he's doing it to us. He's the field marshal, the top general, the chairman. And then people still like, oh, that's like a show, Alex Jones. You know, that's entertainment over there. That's that crazy guy. He says crazy stuff. No, I'm not saying crazy stuff. They're doing crazy stuff, out of control, dangerous stuff, psychotic mass murder stuff. And I'm up here being attacked and demonized for trying to stop them. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Into the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Third hour of American Journal is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. You're joining us at Infowars.com/show, band.video, or streaming on X, however you're finding us. Thank you so much for being here. We are the most banned network in the world, and I'm joined now by Leonarda Joni. She's a New York-based actor, writer, and stand-up comedian. You can find her podcast at leonardaisfunny.com or by searching Leonarda Is Funny on YouTube and Instagram. Again, on YouTube at Leonarda Is Funny, the website leonardaisfunny.com. And you got to go there because you can't find her on X anymore. And last time she joined us, it was because she had to private her account. Now the account has been deleted. She has been banned. And she's working feverishly now to send us the proof of who is really behind it. Leonarda, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Harrison.
Well, it's my pleasure. I wish it was under better circumstances, but tell us what's happened to you and your account on X.
Listen, Harrison, when you go into a wasp's nest,
you're gonna get stung,
and you want to get rid of the wasps, some of them are going to come out and sting you. And if you're afraid of that, then you shouldn't go into the wasp's nest.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid of you. Okay. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah. Okay. So anyway,
So what have you, but your account got deleted? Cause I was last time I was thinking, you came on cause you were banned. You reminded me, no, last time you just went private cause you were getting a bunch of hate and a bunch of like reports and people.
Right. I was getting people targeting my account.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that happened again this time. Cause I started defending someone. I started defending Barry Stanton.
Everybody knows.
Long live Barry Stanton, who's still alive and well. We're in a group chat, who got deplatformed because he was making a lot of anti-India jokes using AI imagery. None of it really was against terms of service. There were no calls to violence. There was nothing like that. But he got taken down. And so as soon as he got taken down, I started launching a campaign to bring him back because I didn't think he violated any terms of service. I believe that we are in the West and we have a right to freedom of speech. And it's one of our Western values that's being attacked. And he was being attacked by a group of people who do not share the same values, the Indians.
Right.
In India, right? Obviously, the Indians that come to America and become part of the culture don't feel this way.
Right.
But they're forcing their view system onto us. And that, to me, feels like a kind of cyber war.
Yeah.
And so I was not going to let him go down. So I launched a campaign, bring him back. He didn't violate any rules. We have every right to do satire comedy. Make fun of other cultures. There's nothing illegal about that. You can't just say that's hateful. Anything can really be deemed hateful if you don't like it. And so soon as I started doing that, that put me on their radar. And they suddenly were like, oh, we got to take down this racist bitch. And and I was like, it's not illegal to be racist. It's not against terms of service to be racist. You guys are constantly racist against white people. All of their posts are about how white people are weak. Every white person's mom does OnlyFans. They make threats against raping white people's moms, which isn't called to violence, by the way, not protected under free speech. And so I was like, no, you're not going to do this. And I knew that they were bigger because they're very organized. They're in a group chat, you know, with thousands of them where they target people. And I just continued to go on because I was hoping to bring awareness to this very serious issue that's completely undermining free speech on our platforms.
Yeah, and actually, if the crew could print out, one of the bizarre things about this was the World Bank apparently got involved and demanded that Barry Stanton's account be taken down, and we're threatening Elon Musk with, you know, removing advertising and stuff. If this one account, Barry Stanton, who I don't know if he really is, he sort of plays a character online of just like a middle-aged UK, like British pub owner that just sort of uses classic like British slang to talk about other races. And it's like almost like a parody. Like, he's so over the top with it. It was just funny. I mean, it's just a very funny comedic account. But it's one of the things where if you start going after somebody, like all comedians do it, you sort of poke a person, an individual, or you poke a group of people. And if they sort of laugh and play along, you go, all right, you're cool, and leave them alone. But when you get this like real hatred and this you know reaction, it just makes you want to double down. You just go, oh, you really hate this, huh? Well, I'm going to do it, you know, twice as much.
Exactly, because you're trying to silence people just because you don't like them. And they are not accustomed to the values and the culture that we have here. This is one of the big things you're going to encounter when you start doing something international like X.
Yep.
You know, we went through it over here already. You know, there was that famous comedian in the 60s. Everybody loves him. He got arrested.
Carlin, yeah.
Before Carlin, actually.
Lenny Bruce,
because he was challenging the system, right? He was going up and he was exercising his free speech and people didn't like it and he arrested. So we fought those wars for our ability to speak and speak offensively. There is no point to free speech if you cannot offend. That's my whole point on X. Like, I don't even believe half the things I say.
Right, but it's funny.
I really don't. But it's like, if it's funny, I'm going to go for the punch. I don't care if I have to use sort of language. Who said we're not allowed to use certain language? I'm not threatening anybody. I never do that. Never threaten anybody. Never tell anybody to go hurt themselves. But I push it because I'm like, hey, we're all asleep.
Right.
We've all taken the sleeping pills and agreed for politeness. And now what's happening is that one sacred right that we had of freedom of speech is pretty much gone.
Right.
And anybody who thinks that we still do, you're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
You're allowed to say whatever you want within a certain confine. And right now, that confine is getting smaller and smaller. And people do not understand that if the freedom of speech goes, everything else goes. Everything.
100%. And they're going to get rid of it by doing things like this, by calling it offensive. And the weird thing is where this transitions from, and I don't even want to give it credit, but just to make the point, it's like if somebody's just being obviously racist just to be racist, blah, blah, I sort of get where it's like, okay, that's not necessary. But then that transcends into, and again, you do have a right to be racist. Feel free to be as racist as you want. It is free speech. That's the point. We should be testing its boundaries. But then it transitions into, like, if you talk about an actual news report that fits in with the prejudice, then you're not allowed to talk about that news report. You're not allowed to talk about real things that are happening because it fulfills a preconception that is deemed racist. It's absurd, and it means we're not allowed to talk about things that are actually happening and people need to know about.
This is 100% correct. This is what I started getting targeted with. Because, you know, I'm funny and I'll say funny things, but what I was doing was commenting on news articles that highlighted some of the values in Indian culture that do not align with Western values, one of which is a huge level of misogyny and rape culture.
Oh my God, it's
out of control.
You talk about rape culture. I mean, they're sitting here going, hey, when Harvey Weinstein, you know, rapes actresses, that's because America is a rape culture, as if we're all guilty of that. But then you look at India and it's like, okay, a rape victim got raped by the doctor at the hospital. What is going on here? Like, there's actual stories like that.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, there's a story of there's also a recent story where a woman needed to be picked up by the ambulance, and then the ambulance people did not let the husband come in because they wanted to rape her, and then they did rape her, and this is really bad, guys. They gang raped her so much that they threw a piece of her guts out the window.
Oh my God!
So
yeah.
sorry to be graphic, but you have to know that this is going on, and then if you talk about it, you have this whole organized group of people who deem you a racist because they want to silence it and they want to shut it down, which is not the way to do it. So you want to say America is a rape culture, you have to look at the way we respond to people who are guilty of rape if you want to know if we're a rape culture. When this came out against Harvey Weinstein, everybody was upset. Everybody was up in arms. He was tried, the whole thing. When this happens in India, it's just like another story. It's like another day. And unless you have power to get the case taken care of, it doesn't get taken care of. So that's a rape culture.
Yeah. And they want to silence it, not because it's not true, not because it's racist, but because it is true, and they just want it not to be known. And I guess because they want it to continue. It's like that. There's that classic quote from a British person in India, where the Indians were saying, "Sir, it's our culture when we burn the wives with the husbands."
That's correct.
And the English person says, "All right, well, you have your custom. My custom is we hang people who burn women. So you stick to your custom, and I'll stick to mine." I mean, this goes back like hundreds of years to the conflict between Indian culture and Western culture. It is not compatible in a lot of ways.
Well, what you have here is just the end result of our moral relativism, of our shaming of Western people, of our shaming of white Europeans and white European culture, of a constant beatdown on this. I mean, how long has it been that we've been told white people are evil? White people are racist. White people impose their cultures all around the world on natives all around the world. And who says that our values are the absolute values? So now what's happening is all these cultures who actually do have very shitty cultural practices that need to go. Sorry, you don't get to just rape a rape victim in the hospital. You don't get to kill women that whose husbands died, right? Instead of them being able to reflect back on some of these things. And of course, it's not the whole culture, but we're talking about the worst things. Instead of them being able to reflect on these parts of their culture that are not good and revise them and say, hey, this is not what we want to be about. They are now emboldened by this cultural Marxist BS philosophy that's about moral relativism and talking about how we shouldn't have to adopt the cultures of another country because it's oppressive. Now they celebrate those worst things. Yeah. They're emboldened. Anybody who criticizes them, they have a kind of moral justification to be like, you're racist because you are saying Indians do this when it's an objective truth that they're doing it. And so now we're in a place where even if you wanted to argue for values like don't rape women, which is insane to me because apparently we're feminists in this culture, but we don't care when women get raped in another culture constantly or when there's genital mutilation. We're not allowed because they undermined any kind of Western value as oppressive. And they said colonialism was bad. I don't think it was so bad for all the women that didn't die in India after the Brits came. I'm pretty sure they were okay with colonialism.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, this is the issue, and it happens a lot. It happens with black people sometimes on X where it's like, you know, you see some horrific video of like a black guy like beating the crap out of a white woman. And, you know, you're not a racist, so you don't go, that's a black person for you. Like, you don't extrapolate that person's action to the rest of the race.
Correct.
But then you go on X and it's like, wait, this has 135,000 likes with the, you know, the caption like she got what she deserved. And every comment is like, this is coming for you, white people. It's like, well, hold on. All right. Is this a bigger issue than I thought it was?
Harrison, it's a bigger issue and people don't understand what's happening. They're asleep.
Right.
Okay. All you have to do is go look at what happened in South Africa and what happened in Rhodesia. Number one, we're told a heinous lie about South Africa, that the white Europeans came in and took the land from the Africans who were living there. Does that sound familiar to you?
Of course.
Doesn't it sound like what they're saying about America? Now, here's what they leave out. There were no Africans living in South Africa when they went there. The climate was too cold for them. If there were any, they would tend to kind of migrate in during the hot summers and then migrate out. But they couldn't live there because they weren't accustomed to cold climates. So the white Europeans came in. They built a whole civilized society for them. Hi, yes, when people go somewhere and they build something, it's for them. I don't build a house for somebody else's family.
Right.
Okay. Then they allowed the native black populations to come in and live in the civilized society that they built. Okay. And then this whole communist, it's a communist doctrine started. That's exactly what happened. It's the same thing that happened in Rhodesia that, oh, these people had taken your land and you have every right to take it back. And so now what's happened, not only is it not fair because they talked about they wanted racial justice and equality, but the white farmers there are targeted on a regular basis. They are tortured. They are murdered. The people who do this are empowered by the government to do it. And South Africa is collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the agenda for here.
Yeah.
It's the same narrative. It's the same emboldening and empowering of anybody who's not white by this narrative that says white people did this evil to you. Doesn't matter how long ago it was, but now is your time to get retributive justice.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how long ago it was or if it even happened, right?
Correct. Because if it even happened.
As you point out, you know, there wasn't some big civilization that white people moved in and took over in South Africa. It just didn't exist. It was like some tribe. And the people that are, you know, in Africa now are not even the tribe that were there in the first place. The tribe
correct.
There in the first place where it was a race called like the Koshi or something. I can't remember exactly what it is, but you've got, Bantu or whoever else it is coming in. It's all nonsense. It's all obviously nonsense. But
it goes back to what you were saying. Now there's a video, right? Something that should be seen as inherently evil. Doesn't matter what the races are. If I told you there's a big, strong, powerful man beating the crap out of a weaker woman, if you don't know the races, immediately the value judgment is, hey, that's not good.
Right.
Now, because we live under this brainwashing program, as soon as you say, well, it was a black man beating up a white woman, everybody's like, she deserved it because of slavery, because of colonialism. So now you have a population that's empowered to have a completely unequal justice system and empowered to believe that their heinous actions are morally justified.
Right. They're good. Yeah. They're we deserve it, basically.
Yeah. Retributive justice.
Justice. And of course, then it gets absurd because, and this always happens when we talk about Europe and European migration. And, you know, first they'll start with like, well, no, this is for your pensions because you're not having babies. And then it's, well, no, it's because they're, asylum seekers and they need
yes.
help. But eventually it gets down to, no, you did it to us, so now we're doing it to you. And they're even saying that in places like Ireland that never colonized anybody. So it's all bulk. It's all just
It's all BS.
Yeah.
It's all BS. Okay. And then let's also just talk about the fact that usually when the Brits went in somewhere, they created a better system that wasn't existing. So you know what? If you want to come into Europe, why don't you go ahead and build something instead of destroying everything?
Yeah.
That's the crap. But it's all BS, like you said. It's all made up. They're all made up justifications because there is one agenda and only one agenda. And that is the complete annihilation of the Western European Christian populations. That's it.
And I completely agree with you. And it's because of the values that our culture created and put in writing and founded our countries on. And you can see it when they go, you know, white people, whiteness is bad. We have to eliminate whiteness. You go, okay, what is whiteness? And they go, oh, you know, things like the Constitution and freedom of speech and pulling yourself up by your bootstraps.
Being on time.
They literally say being on time. So it's like, okay, let's do a little algebraic equation here. You know, the transitive property, you're saying you want to get rid of our freedoms, the things that make us free, things that make us able to speak out, the things that make us who we are and strong and powerful and good. That's what you're trying to destroy. And you're putting it on white people to make it seem like it's some sort of restorative justice about racism, when really it's about tearing down our ability to speak freely and to tell the truth and to oppose oppression and to stand up against our government. These are the things that are going away because they want total control. And the white people are a barrier to that.
That is exactly correct. White people are a barrier to that. Listen, I was not so racially conscious before they started all of this.
Oh, exactly.
I believed in the whole American ideals. You know, we're Americans. I don't see you for the particular racial identity or ethnic identity group you belong to. I see you as part of the same society I'm in.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, everybody's got a racial consciousness except for white people, because when we do it, apparently we're dangerous and evil and we're going to kill everybody. You mean like the way you're doing to us now? You're literally murdering us. So, but as I've become more racially conscious, you know, the irony is they wanted to bring up all this racial consciousness. And what it actually did was make you aware that so many of the things that we value and that are good are fundamental to white culture.
Yeah.
And so go ahead and people get upset. I don't care. The truth is the truth. Go ahead and take a look at any society you want. Where do you find freedom of speech?
Right.
It's not in Africa. It's definitely not in India, and it for sure as heck is not in China.
Yep.
So where is it? It's only in white European cultures or countries, or where those white European countries have settled. Okay.
Yep.
Where do you find the right to bear arms? It used to be everywhere that white people were, but that's been taken away, and now it's only here. You know, where do you find a sense of, hey, we don't seek retribution for something somebody else's family did, you know, that whole
right.
blood wars. That's a Christian value, which, by the way, you know, right? This retributive justice thing, anti-Christian.
Yeah, for sure.
So any of the things you value, where do you find them?
Yeah.
Once you become conscious of that, now you actually realize what's really going on.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, I still do believe in the, you know, maybe I was brainwashed, you know, growing up in the 90s, but the whole idea of like, you don't judge somebody by their race, they're American just like you are. But if you allow the division, if you allow the demonization of white people, and then that demonization seeps into our values, then you lose those values and that doesn't exist anymore. So if you want to live in a country that's open, that's fair, that seeks justice, not retribution, that doesn't, you know, punish people for the crimes of people who look like them, that's American. And if you aren't, you know, powerfully supporting these values and the people who brought us those values, they go away and we're not American anymore. And all that freedom and all that goodness, all the prosperity, it all goes away with it.
Correct. And they're using a very intelligent psychological operation where they are weaponizing victimhood. This is all by design.
Yep.
They identify a particular group as victims. And by the way, that group is anybody who is not a straight white male, by the way. And by the way, straight white women are also kind of getting thrown out from that as well.
Yeah, okay. there are enablers.
So you identify them as that, and then because of that victimization, any behavior they do is justified. That's all got to go. All the BS, oh, you're from a protected group? Don't care. What are you doing? That's what we're looking at. What are your actions? What are you doing? Because if we do that, we can get back to what really matters. And none of this—
Talking about, you know, the Christian morals and Christian values, like treating others as you like to be treated. And I try to put myself in the minds of, you know, our enemies that are deleting you off the internet and, you know, going after us constantly and sending me threatening messages. It doesn't make any sense. I can't put myself in their mindset. I can't imagine hearing a story about a white person, you know, raping somebody and going, they need to shut up because that's reflective on me. And I need to, you know, defend the rapist.
Nobody
because he's
that.
White. It's insane. It's an insane way to think. And yet they're like attempting to force that on everybody.
Nobody does that. You do not see that amongst white people. They immediately disavow anybody who behaves that way. They call for the harshest punishments on them. And now we used to have that kind of equality no matter what race you were that did it. But now they're afraid. Like, you know, recently you had that white family who's I think it was like their 10-year-old child was murdered by a Haitian immigrant. And the cuck of a father goes on and goes, well, I wish he had been killed by a white man to end the racism. Shut up.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's
if you'd been a little bit more racist, your son would be alive. Do you think about that? It's like you're ignoring obvious evidence. You have other cultures coming in and you're like, oh, yeah, here's my son. You're a moron.
Yeah, no, you're like suicidal in the sickest way you can possibly imagine. And that's the thing. If I saw a black guy going, I wish my son been killed by a black man. So, you know, they wouldn't be able to use it. It's like, no, you're sick. There's something wrong.
There's something wrong with you.
When,
exactly.
If you're like this self-hating, it's really a psychological like handicap that these people have that is destroying us totally. And just take it back. So with India, it's like there's so many things that go on in India that would – I mean people don't know. People know. I didn't even know. I've known this stuff. You know, I've seen the craziest stuff. Some of the stuff I've seen in the last few months about India, and I don't know what it was. Maybe we'll try to track back like how India became such a hot topic on Twitter in the first place. But I mean, some of it is just.
I have a theory about
appalling.
How it became such a. But
do
we
does
we,
it have,
we
to, do talk, with,
yeah,
does it have to do with Apu?
No, but it. But Apu's tied in. But no, it's tied in. But that's not it.
Okay,
that's not it at all.
We got a minute left. Can you break it down in a minute?
Sure.
I mean, or we can hold it over to the other side.
No, I think you guys should hold it over because it's going to take a little bit of.
We'll
detail.
Hold it over, okay? Because I want to talk about that. And I really want to talk about, and I've been teasing it all show, and I'm very excited because I haven't even seen the screenshots. I know you sent to our crew. We'll bring them up. How this operates in the back end, how they get people kicked off the internet, because it's Barry Stanton, it's Leonardo Joni, it's they're going after Lord Miles, they're going after iHypocrite, they're going after all of these people that are talking about India in an unfriendly way, and they're doing it in a coordinated fashion, and they're doing it with help behind the scenes. So this is like a breaking story, folks, and this is something that Elon Musk needs to know about, that you need to know about, that needs to be fixed, because right now you have a mob of people working behind the scenes in a coordinated fashion to take down anyone they don't like, and in this case they're doing it because they're Indian and the people they're taking down are insulting Indians. So we'll be back on the other side with Leonardo Joni. You've got to go to leonardaisfunny.com, leonardaisfunny.com, because you can't find her on Twitter anymore. She is a victim of this hit group.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the info war and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this, baby, you're supporting the InfoWar and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000, and when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Record of the hearts and minds of the American people. It's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Leonarda Joni is my guest. You can find her podcast at leonardaisfunny.com or by searching Leonarda is Funny on YouTube and Instagram. And you cannot find her on X because she has been removed. And Leonarda, you were telling me some pretty interesting information about this. You really only teased me with it. I don't know the full story, so break it down for us. There is a group working behind the scenes. They have Telegram groups, and I guess they have groups on X as well.
Yes.
It's Indians who mass report anybody critical of India and get them removed.
Correct. And they can mass report you for anything. They can deem anything. If it, even if it's like a little bit of an edgy joke, they can say, oh, this is hateful. And then, you know, the algorithm for that is so broad that it can get captured even if it's not. And right. you don't have to be breaking any terms of service. But what they do is they target different accounts that they think need to get taken down because they don't like that they're being critical of India. That's the only thing they care about, right? So what I did recently was, you know, there was a story about a 28-year-old Indian man who raped his own mother.
God.
Which is horrible. And his mother said, leave me alone. I am your mother. And he still did it. Okay. This is a horrific story. So I think things like this should be brought to attention so that we can say we don't condone this kind of behavior. So I reposted that and I said, what the heck is going on in India or something like that? That was it. They targeted it. Well, already they had me on their radar because I was defending Barry and I was saying he shouldn't get suspended. And they were like, you racist bitch, you are next, threatening me.
Right.
And so they then saw that and they go, in their group chat, which I have a screenshot of, I sent it to you. They said, we have to target this. They pinned it to the top. They said, this racist bitch has to go next. We have to have thousands of reports on her a day because they know that if they send in thousands of reports, and a lot of them are bots, mm-hmm. but through the mass reporting, it trips the algorithm to automatically suspend someone, regardless if there's any violation of terms of service or not. So it can right. happen to anyone.
They're gaming the system.
They are gaming the system.
So, yeah, and I know you sent those images to the crew. If the crew can bring those up, then you can sort of just show us what we're looking at here. And again, this is all bizarre because at the same time that Barry Stanton is being mass reported by this Indian group, the World Bank is getting on X and specifically targeting Barry Stanton and saying he has to be removed. So this is called, Hindutva Night.
So this is their H phobia. So their whole thing is that they're on the lookout for Hindu phobia. It's like nobody's
okay.
afraid of your purple elephant god. So calm down. Okay. So, yeah, Hindu, and by the way, irony of ironies, she uses Dua Lipa's picture as his profile picture, and she's Albanian, so that's ours, okay? and she says, you know, blocking me can't save you. There are thousands of us, okay? And then she posts a screenshot of the Barry Stanton telegram where they were saying, hey, post this account. They are mass reporting. Big accounts can be taken down by mass reporting. Then X is not a freedom of speech platform. It is simply Jeet mob rule, which is true. And that can happen for any group. Now, this is the guy. So if we go this picture here that you're looking at. OK, go to the previous one. So this is a screenshot of their Telegram channel. It's called Indian Cyber Defender Group. As you can see, there was about 2,500 at the time, but I think there's more. And you can see on the first thing, they have a link to the tweet that they found offensive, which had nothing to do with that. It was me saying that to bring Barry back.
Right.
And then they said, pin everyone report. She is targeting our group specifically, because I was saying that they're in a mass group, right? That,
right.
And so I was targeting them to highlight that they're doing something against the terms of service.
Right.
And they're like, extremely racist. I was like, that wasn't actually racist. So they, because of that, they then went in over and over. And now if you go to the next screenshot, this guy, his name is Sandeep Kothari. Not this one, the other one. Yes, he is the administrator of that group chat. He's the administrator of the Indian Cyber Defender Group, and he works inside of X, allegedly, okay, because I don't want to, whatever. But we have it on good authority that he's actually an X employee, and he is running this group. He knows the ins and outs, so he knows that he can get people to trigger the algorithm. And his name there is Sandeep, S-A-N-D-E-E-P, K-O-T-H-A-R-I. He is the, from what we know, he is the administrator of this group, allegedly. He works inside of X, allegedly, and he is orchestrating this whole mass reporting. And so therefore, you know, when they do this, they can mass report you. They're on the inside. So you can appeal it all you want, but they have your account in a gulag, essentially.
Right.
And your appeals go nowhere. So this is a effective censorship. So Elon Musk, you don't have a free speech platform and you're lying to your people. And I was a premium plus subscriber. I paid for the whole year. Thank you very much. Because I believed in what you were saying. I didn't want you to have to rely on advertisers. I contributed daily a lot. My post got millions of views. So I know you made tons of advertiser revenue off of me. And you're supporting people who can't even afford an $8 a month subscription.
Right. Well, and that's the thing is that you know, obviously this can be weaponized by anybody. It doesn't even have to be a mass of people. It can be one person with a crap ton of bots. I mean, this
that's exactly correct.
One of the issues with X that Elon Musk seemed to be aware of. And I was, you know, it's almost like there has to be something like this going on, because when Barry Stanton got taken down and he's sort of in the center of all of this, he said, like, don't worry about it. I've shown that it's mass reporting, because anybody can do this. If you just don't like what somebody's saying, you get 100 people to go report their account. It triggers the algorithm. It gets taken down. But they're supposed to then go through and go, okay, this wasn't a real violation. It was just a mob tactic to get this taken down. That was the assumption, that Barry Stanton was going to be back, because this was obviously a coordinated effort to take him down, but then he never came back. And so
he did come back. Here's the thing. They did unsuspend the account, and then all they did was start mass reporting him. So that's why you have to deal with the issue. It doesn't matter if you bring them back, because they'll just retarget you and trip the algorithm again, and then enough of those and your appeals are done.
Yeah.
And so that's the problem. You there has to be a way, when you do a mass report, that you have to like fill the CAPTCHA to make sure you're a human, or provide a phone number to make sure it's the same. It's one person. You can't do millions of reports on the same thing. And that will change the problem.
Yeah.
You know, when I have to send in my appeal, I have to go through like 7 things to prove I'm a human. Why don't you have to do that when you're doing a report on someone's account?
Right. Right. And again, it's just a broken system, because there are things that if I report somebody, you know, posting my information online, it doesn't go away. It doesn't go anywhere. And I'm not about to spread that to a bunch of people to get a bunch of attention on it. So, I mean, the reporting system is broken. Actual content that literally it blatantly breaks the rules continues up without ever being taken down. And yet people are gaming the system with these Telegram groups or X groups. And then they brag about it on X, which
they
is kind of
the craziest
part.
They did brag about it on X. I mean, you saw one of those things was off of X. She tweeted how there's thousands of us. And then when they take an account down, they'll put a post like, we all did it. Thanks to everybody for the mass reporting. They're literally saying that.
Yeah, they're literally bragging about it. And we're outnumbered. Leonardo, there's billions of them. What are we going to do about this? That's one of the crazy. Actually, you know, Barry Stanton, one of his last posts, like, I can't get it out of my head. He said every single country in the world could take in 1 million Indian people, and there would still be 1.3 billion people in India.
Yes.
Like, it's insane, the population of India. It is absolutely massive. And I wonder how much of that has to do with why X is allowing this to go on, because they want the billion people marketplace, you know,
sure,
open to them.
Sure, but that's false advertising, because those people can't afford to buy any of the products you're advertising. So now you're lying to your advertisers, because you're saying, oh, look, we have all of these users who are potential customers. They're not potential customers. You know, when I restricted my comments so that you had to be a verified account, all of a sudden my comments went from the hundreds and thousands to like 1 or 2 of them.
Right.
So you're like, okay, so people who can't afford to pay $8 a month are going to buy your like vitamin C supplements.
Well, when it's the World Bank saying it and the government saying it's more useful for propaganda and for shaping the narrative than even selling things. I always think that's a scam when they're like, oh, your phone is listening to you because they want to sell you things. And it's like, really? Because I'm getting advertising in Spanish for a product I already own. So clearly they're not using this information to sell me things, or they'd do a better job of it. We'll be right back, folks. Leonarda Joni, we're going to get into her theory about sort of how this all developed, how we got to this point, what the cultural tide is going in or out. We'll be right back, folks. Leonarda is funny on Instagram.
Thank you.
The United States is like one of the top or most sick countries in the world. We spend more than anybody else per capita on medicine. This looks like it's going to get to a very bad place, because like I said earlier, all I see is the people that own the medical system, the banks, the insurance companies, big pharma doubling down.
All I have discovered that I can do is try to get things into the hands of patients as much as possible. That includes medication, that includes information, that includes awareness. And we have to help people navigate the system. I think where it's going to go is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Explain what the wellness company does. And again, it's a lot bigger than just COVID or monkeypox. I mean, you're talking about total one shop to talk to nurses, doctors, online medicine, everything. This is a revolution, and it's the answer to where you don't have big pharma ordering all the big pharmacies not to prescribe stuff because they want you to buy their drugs like Remdesivir or whatever. I mean, this is revolutionary, and people need to understand it. So spend a few minutes about why you joined the wellness company and what it's doing.
People, I think, are fearful of getting healthcare because it's going to be terribly expensive. The reality is you can deliver healthcare for the vast majority of your needs extremely effectively. We can do it. We can get cost effective. We can get medication in your hands.
What you guys are doing is getting people directly in touch with doctors, nurses, practitioners, and others, right, and everything that they need. That's why I'm so excited about the Wellness Company and OnlineHealthNow.com. Everybody needs to mark that down and get ahead of this in these uncertain times.
If you don't allow medical practitioners to practice medicine and you do it from a centralized authority, it is destructive for the patients. It is dangerous. And the more centralized, the more dangerous. And I don't know why in the world we would contemplate going and signing for a World Economic, you know, the World Health Organization so-called treaty to give them fiat authority over duly elected officials. That to me is the scariest, most evil idea I've ever heard. Your most effective unit is right back to you, your family, and somebody whom you contact to use their judgment to help you.
Link to use is OnlineHealthNow.com. One word, OnlineHealthNow.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thank you so much.
Well, that was a great interview. And again, he's one of the most prominent doctors in the world. And you could say, you know, kind of more mainline or whatever, but even he has come a long way and he's been standing up for free speech. And so the Wellness Company are awesome folks. They're a huge sponsor. These folks are the one-stop shop, and they've also got their spike protein detox on the site as well. So be sure and visit right now onlinehealthnow.com. Onlinehealthnow.com. Again, I want to thank Dr. Drew for coming on.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment with Leonarda Joni. LeonardaIsFunny.com. Leonarda is funny on YouTube and Instagram. And we're going to get into, you know, what happened? What was behind the rise in anti-Indian sentiment online? Because it's taken a couple different forms. But before we do that, I just want to bring you a couple stats about India, here courtesy of our friends on X. Air pollution in India is a serious environmental issue. New Delhi and Kolkata are the most polluted cities in the world. If you look at the most polluted countries in the world, India is far and away the most polluted. It has 63 cities in the top 100 most polluting cities. And I mean, you can look at a variety.
Where's America on that?
I don't see it. I don't see us.
Oh, it's not there. Would you look at that?
There's some sort of cultural impetus to protect nature. Isn't that interesting?
So the only European country on there is Russia.
Is that right?
That's what I saw.
Well, 14 out of the world's 15 most polluted cities are in India. So you take the top 15 most polluting cities in the world, 14 of them are in India. So again, this isn't like a smear. It's not like a racist thing. It's like, this is a culture that is like, and I was trying to find it earlier. Maybe the crew can find it. There's like maps where they show ocean pollution and you look at the Indian subcontinent and it's just, you know, spewing filth into the oceans. The rivers are just unimaginably disgusting. You see videos of just people bathing next to decomposing bodies. It's alien to us in the West. It's bizarre and strange, but
if you talk about it, you're a racist, I guess, even
right.
though
and now they have a shield against any kind of criticism about it.
Because they can ban anybody.
And they could just say that you're being racist.
Right.
Instead of being like, no, this is a problem with your culture. Fix it.
Right. And so it has been a trend recently, and it's just one of these things, you know, things come and go on the internet. And one of the things that started cropping up more and more was like pointing out what India is up to and some of the, and I think it started actually, one of our crew members came in and I reminded me, I think it started really to get going with the Indian street food. There'd be these videos of Indian street food where there's just flies everywhere and they're using their hands and feet in the food. And that started going viral and people started doing parodies of that. I mean, how do you think it got to the point now where, you know, you've got Barry Stanton as a menace, you know, that all of India has to come together to take down?
Well, I think it was kind of like a, you know, one thing fed the other.
Right.
So there's a couple of things. First of all, I think this whole cultural Marxist culture that we're living under that says you're not allowed to criticize any other non-white culture fed and fueled everything.
Right.
Because then it gave, you know, when you did point out something like we were saying earlier that was a valid criticism of the Indian culture, it gave those people fuel to be like, you're being racist and shut it down. Now you do that, then it's like what you said, every time they try to silence Barry, he'd come back with more and more AI images.
Right, right. And look, that's human nature. And I have a hard time resisting this as well. Like, even if you make sort of a, you know, benign statement about something and they come out and go, how dare you say that? I want to go, you know what, I'm going to say more now. I'm going to be even worse. I'm going to show you what it's like for me to be racist because I wasn't before, but now you're making me. And of course, that just fuels the fire and makes people, you know, convinces people that your detractors are correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then I think that there were malevolent agents within the Indian culture. So it's obviously not all people who saw this as a route to power for themselves. So you brought up the issue of Apu, right? The guy who took down Apu was like a comedian, right? A writer. So he didn't care that he was taking down a very positive stereotype of his people. He cared about getting himself at the forefront and getting attention for himself. So he was willing to tear down this very beloved structure because to him it was, I'm taking it away from the whites and look at how good of a person I am, that kind of self-satisfaction of their own moral superiority, right? And so people like that get to do that. So now you take that down, right? And people go, well, what's really going on? And so we have global travel. We have, you know, information getting across much easier channels than it used to, like even, let's say, 10 years ago. And so now when people get exposed to the reality of India, there isn't this positive stereotype. And a lot of us have very positive interactions. Like, you know, there's a lot of really good, solid Indian doctors in America.
Yeah, of course.
You know, there are some good Indian people that you meet here, and we have very positive interactions with them. But not a lot of people have interactions because there just aren't as many of them here, although that's changing. And so now, you know, you had the Simpsons stereotype for those people who never had any kind of interaction with them. And that's gone. So now all they're seeing is all the negative stuff all over the place because there's a lot of it. And I also think, ironically enough, it goes back to WikiLeaks. There was a lot of emails that were put out in WikiLeaks, and it was hard to go through everything. I just so happened to, you know, I clicked on a bunch of random ones, and two of the random ones that I picked on, that I clicked on, had horrific stories of things that had happened to Europeans when they were in India. And I had no idea about this. I was under all the same illusions that we are. Oh, it's this spiritual place. It's the place of enlightenment. That's
right,
all.
The Beatles told me about it, yeah.
Total BS propaganda.
Yeah.
So there's two major horrific stories. Number one, there was this Russian tourist couple that had went to one of the islands off the coast of India. And they had asked the staff, the hotel staff, hey, we heard that there were sea snakes. You know, we really want to be cautious. Are there sea snakes? Of course, they lied blatantly to their face. Said, no, there are no sea snakes. Don't worry, because they didn't want it to be bad on their reflect back on their culture. So they go swimming. The husband gets bit by a sea snake right in the chest. He's dying. She struggles to get him out of the water. She's calling for help. It takes the staff, I forgot, like I think 15 minutes to even pay attention and get an ambulance. It takes another 15 minutes for the ambulance to come. Then they're all lackadaisical, like somebody's life is not on the line, and she wants to ride in the ambulance. They don't let her. So she's got to get a cab. She has to wait 15 minutes to get a cab that even takes her afterward. By the time she gets there, she finds these guys standing outside the ambulance, just smoking a cigarette, being super casual. She's like, where's my husband? She's like, oh, he died.
Yeah.
Super casual.
No, what it kind of reminds me of is like when COVID first came out and they were blaming it on eating bat soup for the idiots that actually believe that for a single second. But then it was like all these videos of like Chinese people just like using chopsticks, live baby mice, just like eating them right up. And it's like, and people are horrified by this, but it's like, yeah, guys, not everywhere's America. Like we got a really nice thing going here that we're going to lose if we don't hold on to it and maintain it.
Well, that you're going to lose if you import all the people who built their societies over there that you don't want, which is what we see happening with the Haitians now being imported into America. And then they're bringing their voodoo practices, because that's what it is. I'm not being stereotypical.
No, it's literally
voodoo.
Don't
look for it. Yeah. Where they do animal sacrifices. They eat animals. They don't adapt to the culture around them because, frankly, they're not high IQ enough. It's proven.
And they're being told, why should they, right? They're being told,
it's beyond that, Harrison. They don't even have the comprehension for that.
No, I know. And that's one of the crazy things. The average IQ is something like 78 when 75
it's below
is
70.
The barrier. I'm being generous here. Well, let's say it's 75. That means half the people that we're importing on average are going to be so low IQ that they actually can't be held accountable for their actions in a court of law because they're technically mentally retarded and therefore can't be held responsible.
And they can't. Okay. They're not even going to understand what you're telling them. It doesn't comprehend to them. You tell them you can't eat a cat. They look at you and they go, well, you eat a duck. And to them, it's the same. They don't have that comprehension level that you have that goes, yeah, but it's a different animal. This is like a part of the family, you know? They don't have that. So that's what's happening. And this is being done on purpose.
Yeah.
You're bringing in people. That's why you got to get it, okay? If you look around the world and you don't like what's happening in a country, it's the people there who have built it.
So they can change, you know, people can change. You can get rid of these, you know, old traditions like burning your wife to death when you die. Like you can get rid of these things. You can move on. But instead, the entire culture is being hijacked by people who are canceling you for talking about it.
Correct.
Because they want it to continue. It's
right.
It is
because they don't want to change. That's why, Harrison, they don't want to change. And they like the power they get out of being out of claiming to be a victim. And they can continue to claim to be a victim as long as you say there are no hierarchy of values that are legitimate. And any criticism of my values is a reflection of your white supremacy and racism and oppression. And therefore, I actually have the superiority to fight back against you.
And of course, the ultimate cognitive dissonance and hypocrisy is that, as you pointed out earlier, you've got all these people on the left here talking about feminism, talking about rape culture, and yet they're going to hate you for talking about India, who has caste systems. And I mean, the stories that we've heard, and we haven't even scratched the surface on it. And again, it's so funny. This post here, if we can bring it up quick, I know we don't have about a minute left in this, but you know, it's about Apu, you know, this caricature on The Simpsons, who was a very positive role model. This guy gets him kicked off because he's insulted about it. And now the, stereotype of Indians is a whole lot worse. And so when you say like all of this gets started with this cultural Marxism stuff, it very literally gets started with this cultural Marxism stuff where they tear down good stereotypes. And the only thing left to fill the void is, well, the reality in a lot of cases, the bad stereotypes and the sick stuff that goes on. Folks, Leonarda Joni, Leonarda is funny. She's not usually this fired up. She's usually a lot more sarcastic and hilarious. And
yeah, but I'm fired up right now.
And you should be. And it is a damn shame that your account has been taken down. Hopefully we can get that reversed. Hopefully we can get this whole network, you know, torn up. LeonardaIsFunny.com. Leonarda is funny on YouTube and Instagram. Go find her stand up, share it, do whatever you can to support her because the Indians are after.
I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products for InfoWars, MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products for InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.